All right, here we go. Happy to talk some NHL with y'all, man. Thanks for jumping on. Let's get it going, man. We got the big board today. Big board, 14 games. I did talk about these yesterday. Thought I'd come on, talk about it a little bit some more. So a couple of more lines are finally out also. And we do have an early game. We got an early game kicking off at the 10 a.m. my time. Yes, we got about an hour or so. Tampa Bay, Buffalo. That should be cool. You know, it's funny, man. Tampa Bay last year, just awful. Man, they were so bad on the road. I mean, drastic. I mean, they're awful, man, right? Even with Bishop, with all the scoring potential they have in that lineup, just was not getting it done, man. Rated out one of the worst teams as far as road disadvantage when they went on the road, man. Just all their numbers fell off a cliff. So now I'm seeing them a 200 favorite on the road, early going up against Buffalo. You see Lanier's out for Buffalo. Chad Johnson's going to come in. That's not inspiring much confidence for someone to go ahead and back Buffalo. But to be honest, man, that's the only way I would go. That's the only way I would go. What's a good puck line bet you can get right now? Minus 170 for Buffalo. You know, that's something I'd actually be interested in. You know, because Tampa's going to have to prove it. Tampa's going to have to prove that they can play on the road. You know, all we have to go off is last year. And with the Philadelphia game, which didn't inspire much confidence there, at least offensively. So, you know, I won't be nothing. This will not shock me. Buffalo wins this game or keeps it close. You know, especially at that number one Tampa Bay, no way. I know a lot of people are going to be jumping on that Tampa Bay puck line. Not interested in that at all. It'd really be Buffalo or pass for me. Oh, not again. Here we go. Montreal, Buffalo, and Boston. This line's climbing up again. Who are you guys that are continuing to take Montreal, man? I don't get it. I don't get it. You know what statistically are you looking at to where Montreal should be a favorite in Boston? You know, besides Boston's last loss where they gave up 6 goals, one being an empty netter. I think that's it. I think that's what people are going. There's no reason. Get the fuck out of here with that, man. The Habs, listen, they have a lot of shit to fix on their own. Especially offensively. We can get a plus 10, plus 111 there on Boston. No, I think that's a good little nibble there. So listen, we got a big board. I'm going to go through each and every one. Obviously, if you guys want my premium plays, you guys can grab those. You guys know how to get a hold of me. But I'm going to just go through these games, just riff, man, which ones are exciting to me, which ones look like the best side to me as far as line goes. For example, Edmonton-Nashville, you know, that looks a little high to me. But, you know, there's nothing really to go on. If I'm going off last year's ratings, last year's numbers, you know, that number's going to be fine. I just personally have rated Edmonton a little bit higher on my own and came down on Nashville a little bit on my own, but that's without actually having the games play out. So that's hard to take a big play based on that. Ottawa-Toronto. Look, this is one of my free plays here, man. I'm taking a Toronto team total under 2.5 again. You know, I'm going to roll with that again until they prove they can score consistently. Not lucky. Not they fell into a couple of goals. You know, I'll be watching their games consistently till I see something happen. They're trying to play a defensive game. And, you know, and to me, it worked against Montreal. It was a very good game plan, executed. They ran into Detroit, man. That was my blowout special yesterday. They ran into Detroit. They're just overmatched offensively. You see what a good team, a good offensive team especially, in the Red Wings go and do to Toronto. Now, why did Montreal do that to Toronto? Answer, because it's not a good offensive team. Right. So, I'm still on the cool the Jets on the Habs, you know, cool the Jets there. I think Ottawa's a sleeper team, man. Obviously, this line's, you know, overrated right now, but, you know, my projections, I project forward, you know, I think Ottawa's a damn good team offensively and defensively. I mean, they stuck out of nowhere last year, crept up on people. I think this is a good team. You know, I think they win comfortably here. I just have no interest in laying the 145, but I think they get the job done here pretty easily. Pretty easily. Detroit, another free play, man. I like Detroit. I have an affection for this team right now. And it's so funny, man. The last couple of years, in years previous, especially I can remember that series when they went up against Boston, man. You know, I would be laughing at Detroit at the end of the year as they're broken, getting into the playoffs, limping into the playoffs, unable to score. Hey, man, this team is healthy. They look good. They've looked good at the start of training camp. They look good in preseason. They proved it yesterday up against Toronto, getting it done the right way, what they should be doing to a bad team. You know, so I like Detroit here. Only reason why it wasn't a big play, one, you know, you don't know. Again, a lot of my handicapping is on the line. So the only thing I can use is last year's number. So how confident you are in the number that they should be a minus 110 favorite on the road. And, hey, man, Carolina, you know, you can't be out here fading Carolina at home all day. You know, that's just the truth. You know, so that a little hesitation there. But this is more about me projecting forward with Detroit. I think there's a damn good team with two good goalies. I think they prove it here on the back-to-back and get the job done in Carolina. Philadelphia, Florida, man. You know, I would take a little shot with Philly here. I'll take a little shot with Philly here. No problem. Both of these teams I look to be improved. Florida might be the team that no one is talking about. I've heard a little bit of chatter about Philly, but still not much. But nothing about Florida. No one's talking about the Panthers doing anything. Anything. Jersey going to Washington, big number here, of course. Caps minus 220. I did not touch this. I do like the Caps. Not big on the Devils at all. They're not going to make the playoffs or do anything this year. You know, so with the Caps, man, you know, especially out there for the Washington Caps fans, man, I mean, they let you down so much. I think they're on a mission this year, especially Holtby, man. You got to look to play Washington off of a bad loss. Hope he's talked about it. Something about this kid looking, what he looks to do off bad losses there. So, first game of the season at home, you know, they should get the job done. But I'm not really excited to go jump on that. Columbus going to Rangers, no interest in that game. St. Louis, Minnesota. What's going to happen there? It's going to be a low-scoring game? I think so. You got Dub. Is it Dub versus Elliott or Allen here? Let's check it out. Dub and Allen. Good matchup. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen in that game? That's a game I want to watch, though. It's a game I want to watch. No real line to get me excited. You saw what Minnesota did with Colorado with the big comeback. They have offense is going to tell me enough. Can you put up three goals against St. Louis? Unlikely, but if you do, that's going to tell me something. Same with St. Louis. You're going to Minnesota, and you can put up three. That's big. That's big. Something tells me this is a 2-1, 2-2 game in the regulation. Islanders in Chicago, no interest there, man. I like the Blackhawks to win this game. I'm really down on the Islanders myself. Do like a couple of their players. They got a lot of offensive power there. Just I'm not seeing it. But defensively, I don't see it, man. Dallas, Colorado. I think Dallas wins this game. Didn't make the premium card. It's a big board. Can't play on everything. You know, I think that's an awful loss, man. That's an awful loss for Colorado. Were they up 4-0? I know it was definitely 3. I think it was 4 also. That's a terrible loss, man. And I think it's indicative of how their season is likely to go. Pittsburgh, Arizona, Pitt gets shut out. Arizona beats up the Kings. That's going to fuck with your head there. This would be, I mean, a money play for Pittsburgh. No way I'm laying minus 180. I got to see that offense put the puck in the net, not just attempt shots on goal. You don't get any points for shots on goal. Calgary, Vancouver, hey, man, you guys all know my affinity for the Flames. That was not a good showing at home opening day. Vancouver here, this line's getting a little high. I want to get to minus 150. Could see me get involved, man. I like the goalie change. Do like Hiller. Still think Romo's good. I still have my confidence in Romo. But, man, I got to see something different. Even you can't blame the goalie for everything. I mean, I need to see some defense. I need to see some scoring. That was awful. Anaheim, San Jose, San Jose off the big Kings victory, man. I think Anaheim's going to vie to be the best team in this league this year. Really high on them. Let's see what they do. Looking at tomorrow, is it really only one Sunday game? Damn, Montreal, Ottawa. Ooh, playoff revenge for Ottawa. Let's see where that number comes out. Maybe in about 2 hours. Anything under 130 will be a play on Ottawa. I think they're the better team. I think they're a much better team. All right, man, that'll do it. Again, free play is on the Toronto team total under the 2.5. Got a good number there. Minus 120, I think I got. Maybe minus 125. Actually, a pretty damn good number. Made that a two-star play. Detroit, one-unit play there for Detroit. Money line, like the Red Wings again. That's me looking in the future, man, seeing this team getting the job done. It's a playoff team. You know, this is a playoff team here. Detroit is good. Carolina at home, man, tough loss defensively for them. But, again, man, they're no cupcake at home. That's what's making this a single-star play there. But I still think the Red Wings go ahead and take care of business here, man. You guys catch some of these tickets, man. Have fun. Have fun, man. Watch some college football. Don't forget the NHL also, man. Peace.